clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah, hey, cause I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. Yeah. Because I got high. La da da.
Why hide it? I mean, half the public smokes it. Why should we have to hide it? Why should we all be, you know, be criminals over something that grows out of the ground, huh?
But I got high. I'm taking it next semester.
Ah, that was a massive sentiment coming out of Washington. A lot of people in Seattle stoned legally today. And that's where we start. Just a snapshot of life in America. Hey, everybody. This is America Tonight. I'm Kate Delaney, and let's rock and roll. I don't care what side of the road you're on. Left of left, right of right, it doesn't matter. All opinions are welcomed here. 855-266-KATE. 855-266-5283. Keep it handy. Was it a big mistake, do you think, to legalize marijuana in Washington State and in Colorado? Sure, there's dispensaries with medical marijuana. And, of course, if you're in California, just let me tell you, and you go to Manhattan Beach, there's people that will give you a prescription. They'll come up and ask you, can I sell you one for medical marijuana? So let's stop kidding ourselves. There are ways to get it anyway, whether it's from the guy down the street. But I'm saying legally, quote legally, by running into one of those people on the beach. However, we're not even talking about California here. We're talking about the fact that in Seattle, who knows how many people legally got ripped on marijuana because they voted for the legalization of marijuana. Of course, it's a small amount we're talking about. You can grow a small amount, but there's all kinds of problems that will now come out of this, and it'll be the feds versus the state as well. And trying to even police this is another part, because how do you pull someone over thinking that they're stoned, they're too high? How do you determine, oh, this person is too high? It's like drunk driving. We have tests for that, right? So now how many people suspected of being stoned will be asked those questions when they're driving and they're impaired driving? What about in work situations? Somebody could get high in the morning, have a pot brownie and a cup of Joe, and then go off to work, and they're stoned at work. And is that okay? Are they impaired when they're working? Would that be similar to somebody coming to work after having a couple of drinks? I don't know. Interesting things happening as a result of what went down back in the beginning of November on Election Day with these issues and these two different states that are now grappling with what it means to have legalized marijuana in the state. And they're like guinea pigs on the wheel, because people are watching to see, I think other states are watching, that want to see marijuana across the board just be legalized across the entire United States, watching to see what the challenges will be and what the limitations could be, too, because there's at least 10 different things that I can think of off of the top of my head that make this a very challenging law to deal with. And that doesn't even include what happens with buying it. I mean, where are you buying it? So you can't buy it at a dispensary unless you have a script for it? Can anybody walk in off the street and they get a certain amount? That wouldn't make sense, because that's what the stores were set up for. Or does it make sense? Do they then tax it after that? And these are things that are this is like trial by fire. These are things that are going to unfold as this marijuana deal unfolds. And I know it has infuriated a ton of people. And others say, thumbs up, and you heard the comment there. What's the big deal? And there certainly are many people in law enforcement that think it's just in the United States, it should just be legalized, and we would cut back on this war on drugs, and it would also solve the problem of state governments running into problems with not having enough money in their coffers, you know, some towns in California declaring bankruptcy Well, if they could tax marijuana use, that would be more revenue. That would be a way to get more revenue in. But, you know, that's like the argument about, well, if everybody had casinos, if everybody had gambling, legalized gambling, then wouldn't they theoretically make money off the taxes for that if they had it in their area? And imagine the money that that could bring in. And that's an argument that often is brought up in many states. Well, what if we had, what if we could open some of these casinos, the mini casinos or whatever they call them, and then the Indian casinos, they know, they see the profits from that. So anyway, it's the vices versus the good fortune, I guess, when it comes to raising revenue. Boy, that's like the fiscal cliff. They need more money. Give us some more money. If we had the money to clear the decks, then we wouldn't be in the fight that we're in right now. But if these tax hikes kick in, beware, because there's a lot that people don't realize that will happen, I think, to the economy, to the private economy, to the businesses. And since most of the nation is built on small to medium-sized businesses, there's going to be a problem here where if the taxes are going up, how many people are going to get cut or how many people won't get hired? And that's very real. That's not fear-mongering, pulling things out of the sky. It's common sense that, okay, you have to have revenue, right? So even if we had revenue, you have to have enough revenue coming in. Even if we had the revenue pumped up now, the revenue increases, it wouldn't even cover enough that we're talking about to cover, as Marco Rubio pointed out, and he's right about this, even a week and a half of government work. So we're not going to really make any difference to the debt overall, but we're going to kill job creation in the private sector because it's going to hit those businesses, small to mid-size businesses. And I say this all the time in America Tonight. Truly, I believe in tax reform. I mean, we have to do something. I say it's a flat tax, or even I've said fair tax. Eventually, that's not going to happen anytime soon. The IRS is too big, too bloated, and there are too many people that will protect that money and protect that job, those jobs created as a result of it. But we have a convoluted tax code, without a doubt, and we've got new taxes that are kicking in. There's a lot of misunderstanding about what some of this is going to mean, and this is a critical time in these last 3.5 weeks. Are we going to really cripple job creation? And then are people going to spend money when they don't have the money to spend? Of course they're not going to spend the money. They're going to have to figure out a way to hold some back because they have to use it for essentials. So the non-essential stuff, all that consumer spending will take a dive. It's a good thing that we're having a crazy holiday Christmas time with people spending money like it's going out of style. Maybe they think the world is ending. We had record amounts of money spent on Black Friday and through that weekend and, of course, Cyber Monday, because it'll really drop off, I think, in January and February if all these other things kick in. What to do, what to do. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. December 6, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16.92.90. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $17.34.92, $8.67.46 for a half ounce, or $4.33.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $17.34.92, $8.67.46, and $4.33.73.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Open Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style. 낮에는 따사로운 인간적인 여자, 커피 한 잔에 여유를 아는 품격 있는 여자, 밤이 오면 심장이 뜨거워지는 여자, 그런 반전 있는 여자. 낮에는 너만큼 따사로운 그런 서너해. 커피 식기도 전에 원샷 때리는 서너해. 밤이 오면 심장이 터져버리는 서너해. 그런 서너해. 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey, 그래 바로 너, hey, 아름다워, 사랑스러워, 그래 너, hey, 그래 바로 너, hey, 지금만 더 갈 때까지 가볼까.
오빤 강남 스타일.
아, 갱금 스타일, 싸이. 아, sensation, a Korean sensation who's hit America and taken it by storm. So many people doing that dance. It's crazy. It reminds me of the Macarena. But I got to tell you, it's got the most hits on YouTube. They're talking about Psy being one of the top 10 stories for this year. And what a phenomenon that video was and all that kind of stuff. I am sick of Gangnam Style. I hate to be a Scrooge in this whole thing, but it is like the Macarena. There are a few songs that can be repetitive that I can take over and over again, like YMCA. You go to a ball game anywhere in America, professional ball game, guarantee. I don't care if it's the New York Yankees, if it's the California Angels, if it's the Minnesota Twins, you are going to hear YMCA, and somebody is going to smack you in the head while they're doing the YMCA dance. And that's okay. I can handle the YMCA thing. But the Gangnam Style now is just getting to be too much, and maybe it's because it's overplayed. But I'm going to have to say that we're going to have to put little Psy in the dungeon because we're... Psy, I'm sorry, but we are so tired of the song. We need a timeout, so we're going to give you a timeout. You seem like you're ready to have a heart attack anyway. This guy dancing all over the place. You can see the sweat pouring down his head. He's exhausted. He needs a rest. He doesn't need to go on Ellen anymore or the Oprah shows or the Katie Kirk shows or the Anderson Cooper shows or wherever he's popping up next. So I think he needs to take a breather. His 15 minutes are still going to be there, and he needs to take a time out. So we're going to force him into the dungeon. It's going to be plush for him because we don't dislike him, but we want to force him into a timeout situation. So go ahead, Charles and Charles.
This chamber has no windows and no doors.
He's not going to last long. He's too antsy. Trust me, he will be out of there in a second. We will send him a key. That's how it works. And if he accepts the key, he'll be a future guest on America Tonight. All right, somebody who many of the Republicans especially would have liked to put in the dungeon temporarily to give her a timeout is Susan Rice, the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., rumored to be really Obama's favorite choice to fill the shoes of Hillary Clinton as Secretary of State once she steps away. I think those hopes are all but dashed. Even if Obama wants to put her up, I don't think she's going to get enough votes. There was a wicked rumor flying around that Hillary Clinton wasn't so crazy about Susan Rice. Really found her to be rather cold and wasn't endorsing her heavily. So Hillary Clinton turned that around by saying this about Susan Rice.
We are working on.
Susan Rice has done a great job as our UN ambassador. She has been a stalwart colleague in a lot of the tough decisions that we've had to make.
All right, so there you go. She's saying that she got the talk. What they were saying before is that she got the talking points, and it was from the intelligence community, and it wasn't from her in the first place. And she's saying, you know, there that she's backing her up, basically. So was she not backing her up originally? It doesn't matter at this point whether she gets the blessing of Hillary Clinton, because it's really whether or not she would be confirmed in the Senate, and I don't think she would be confirmed. So once again, it's the Potomac two-step. And Susan Rice, if you don't know the whole story, she gave the talking points on that supposedly were delivered to her from the intelligence folks about the Benghazi screw-up, saying that, oh, that was just because of the 15-minute video about the Prophet Muhammad, the anti-Islamic video that was out there that enraged people in Cairo, and then we saw that in at the consulate, too, and that was the reason behind it. And now we know, no, it was September 11th, and there were other things involved in that. And it had nothing to do with the video whatsoever. And that's a story that just is not going away. As much as they're trying to push it away, shove it under the rug, it's just not going away. The fiscal cliff stuff, the narrative there, has taken a little bit of the time away from the Benghazi consulate nightmare. But trust me, they're not letting this go. It is not going anywhere. All right, you heard in the background Jay Carney so rudely trying to interrupt Ms. Clinton. But Jay Carney, the White House flack, talked about the fact that they're trying to deal with the Sandy thing. They're working on requests. And, of course, Governor Christie had mega photo ops at the White House and talked to the president. And here's Carney's take on all of that.
We are working on a request. That request is still being developed, and I don't have numbers for you, and I'm not going to speculate on what that request will look like. Governor Christie had a meeting with Chief of Staff Jack Lew, with OMB Acting Director Jeff Science, with Deputy Chief of Staff Alyssa Mastromonaco, and other senior members. Prior to that meeting, he did meet with the president. I don't have a readout for you of the meeting.
I don't have a readout for you of the meeting, but I'm doing the best I can. Leave me alone. I can only answer so many questions. You know, that would be a crazy job to have that job. There's a job I would not, I don't think I'd really want that job. But first of all, I don't have the patience, the temperament for ridiculous questions. So if I had to be the gatekeeper, you know, in an administration that I believed in, it would probably be tough. I think that would be a tough spot to be in. I'm not defending Jay Carney. I think he's better than the guy that was there before him, Robert Gibbs, because Gibbs, boy, talk about somebody that would just clobber people with his opinions. He was, I think he was rough around the edges on the reporters. He was ridiculous. And, of course, he helped Obama get elected twice, so that kind of makes sense. He'd have a massive sensitivity chip on his shoulder about any criticisms toward the president. But I think it's a little bit different with Carney. He still is the gatekeeper, and he still walks into those minefields, and sometimes you can see him where he just really gets lit up like a Roman candle. Coming up on America Tonight, we have our cheap movie review. This is the season for movies. I've said this many, many times, and of course, I don't have to preach this to you. You all know it. When do you have a little bit of time off to go and see a movie when you're not working? Or even if you're working, it's like that holiday time where you can squeeze in a movie still on your day off. And the big movies come out now. Some of them have already come out, but more big movies will be released in the upcoming weeks. And a big one is coming up this weekend, and we're going to preview it. This time of year in the summertime, and really starting in May when kids start to get out of school, that's when you see the blockbusters and some of the movies that people have been anticipating for a while. That's the two, it's sort of the two bookends. That's what I like to call them. So there are a couple of good offerings that might be worth going to see on the big screen versus, yes, I know you can rent it. And I always suggest that there's a lot of movies that are decent, but there'll be a cheap rental for you, like a buck or two from Redbox eventually. But then there are just a few movies that you'll want to go and see on a big screen because they'll play out better. They just play out better than they would on something smaller. I've heard good reviews on Lincoln, although I've not seen Lincoln myself. I have seen one of my favorite movies so far has been Skyfall. People ask me, well, what movies do you go and see? Skyfall was great, but I like the James Bond thing, and I like Daniel Craig. I can't even tell you the twist at the end of this, but it's great, and I would recommend it if you like that kind of movie. I would say Skyfall, absolutely. Go and check it out. All right, movies coming up on the flip side. What's new? What's happening? We got it for you next.
Soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case space, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Come away with me. All right, come away with me, and I'll take you to the movies in just a few here on America Tonight. But first, let's go to Jared. Hey, Jared, how are you?
Hello?
Hey, Jared, what's up?
Not much. You were questioning on the Washington State marijuana laws.
Yeah, are you in Washington State right now?
I'm in Kennewick, yeah, the Tri-Cities, where a big nuclear reactor is, ironically.
Yeah, I know it, yeah.
So the laws of change, the laws as it is anything under an ounce. And the other thing is, you can get a ticket if you're out in public. It's similar to an open container ticket.
Mm-hmm.
So they can cite you for that. The other thing is, that you, as far as DUI, they don't have anything set. And it's illegal to buy, illegal to sell, illegal to grow. So you pretty much have to acquire it without getting caught of doing anything to have it. And the other thing is, the government, as far as the Washington State government, says we are not getting any dispensaries or anything open for at least a year of how long it's going to be.
Wow.
So, yeah. And there's still a lot of things they have not decided. We had our local chief of police in Richland go, well, it's not going to be that big of an issue because most people caught with marijuana right now are getting caught for other things. You know, they have bigger drugs on and they're committing other crimes. So it's not that big deal, but as far as you can't get it, I mean, you can't legally buy it. You can't legally grow it. So it's kind of one of those, well, we just see it as if anybody's doing anything to make it or anything like that, you're screwed. You get caught doing that. But as far as possessing it, you know, as long as you don't rub it in their face or anything like that, from everything I got told, and I do have family and law enforcement here locally that said, if you have an ounce or less, you know, and they're kind of lenient on the ounce from everybody that I talk to, you know, it's an ounce, okay. As long as you don't rub it in their face and as long as you don't go ha 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 and make another reason for them to get at you, they're going to let it go. But if you're caught, I mean, the steps would with that is if they catch you smoking it and driving, they don't know the limit right now as far as what DUI is. So it's a big kind of mess, and they're not going to open anything, any dispensaries or anything like that, which they're going to tax a huge tax rate for at least a year.
Yeah, it's a great explanation. Thanks for that. It is a huge mess because they're going to have to figure it out in breaking it down, like you just said.
If you have access to our voter pamphlet in Washington, they broke down what all the taxes are going to go to and stuff like that. And
yeah.
I threw it out. I didn't have it on me, so I don't. You know, right now, who knows? You know, it's a Democrat controlled state, except for on this side, we're all Republicans, and we always get voted out. You carry the two counties on the west side, and you win. So
it's
kind of an interesting thing, you know, and that's if the feds don't do anything. Right now they haven't said anything as that, but that might change once the dispensaries start opening and regulation and stuff like that. We have a local drug task force, and they says right now we're not too concerned about it. Generally when we find it, it's because, you know, we hit you because you're selling cocaine, ecstasy, methamphetamine, stuff like that. So.
Yeah. But, yeah, interesting, Jared. Yeah.
Okay.
Thanks for the explanation. That was great. You flushed it out for us more specifically than even what I knew coming out of Washington State. Call us again. Great caller. But as he said, we don't know what the feds are going to do, and that's part of this. This is the other part of the equation, both in Colorado and in Washington State. The assumption is a lot of this will never get off the ground because there's going to be a movement to squash it. Yeah, get it in the courts. Let's tie it up. All right, finally, Peter Jackson makes The Hobbit. There must have been high pressure to do it because Lord of the Rings was such a great success, and it's a labor of love for him. Since he was a kid, he was geeked out on being a filmmaker. I just saw an interesting story on him, and I think The Hobbit is going to be a massive, massive success. Here's a little snippet of it.
The task I have in mind will require a great deal of stealth and no small amount of courage.
On December 14th, the first adventure.
My name is Bilbo Baggins.
The epic legend begins.
You'll have a tale or two to tell when you come back.
An unexpected journey.
I don't like green food.
Where's the meat?
This film is not yet rated. In Real D3D and IMAX 3D, December 14th.
All right, so I think you kind of get it. I don't want to give the whole thing away. If you have no idea what The Hobbit is about, think Lord of the Rings, and you'll get some of the characters. And I think that this will be huge with kids, but it'll be big across the board. There are a lot of people that like Peter Jackson, and there are a lot of people that like Lord of the Rings and the whole trilogy thing. Something completely different is called, and it's getting a little bit of buzz, it's called Deadfall.
Stop. Get ready.
I hope you can forgive me. This guy shot a cop in the face.
There's a man in our house, and he has a gun.
This is the calm.
I wish you hadn't stopped for me.
Before the storm.
Get away, it's him!
It's a good sign when you feel a little bad.
All right, so it's an estranged father coming home for Christmas. Not coming home for Christmas. That would be the Fitzgerald Family Christmas, which I was going to squeeze in there because I saw it. It was an Ed Burns movie, and it was very, very good. His father hadn't been around for 20 years, and he had this big Irish family, and he came back to Long Island, and they had to vote as to whether they were going to let him in the house or not. So that actually is a good sleeper film if you're looking for the Ed Burns kind of movie. The movie that you just heard, Eric Bana, I love this guy. Olivia Wilde is in it, too, Chris Christopherson. And this is about siblings in crime who are on the run after a big casino heist. A car accident leaves their driver and a state trooper dead, thus the name Deadfall. They split up, they make a run for the Canadian border, and all kinds of mayhem ensues. Here's another one that's a little bit lighter. It's called Playing for Keeps.
Who's the new soccer coach?
Stacey's ex, the soccer player.
soccer player.
Everyone loved George Dreyer.
You were a great player.
Except the one person he always wanted.
You're the only woman I ever really loved.
This holiday season, you'll do whatever it takes.
For a drink?
No.
Dinner?
Absolutely not.
To win her back.
I was just driving by.
In a Ferrari.
Yeah.
Playing for Keeps, rated PG-13, in theaters December 7th.
All right, so Playing for Keeps, Gerald Butler, Jessica Biel, Uma Thurman, Catherine Zeta-Jones. He is a down-on-his-luck, hot former soccer player. It's going to be a chick flick. He tries to put his life back together, and he's trying to win over Jessica Biel. So you can imagine what that'll be like. Lots of women will maybe go and see this one, and it's a comedy. So, guys, if you want to get in good with your woman, it might be something that you suggest on the comedy, the way of the comedy anyway, because it's lighter fare. All right, finally, our last one. Are you a Star Trek fan? I like Star Trek. The prequels, I like the prequel. Remember when they did the prequel to Star Trek? I thought it was brilliant, brilliantly done. Anyway, this one is called Into the Darkness.
You think your world is safe? It is an illusion. Comforting lie told to protect you. Enjoy these final moments of peace. For I have returned to have my vengeance. Begin.
All right, like I said, it's a Star Trek deal, and that gives you a lot of different choices at the movies if you were going to hit the movies this weekend. And then there are other movies that are still out, the Argos and the Frankenweenies and Hotel Transylvanias, movies that are have done well. They're out. In fact, many of them will transfer into like dollar theaters, so if you haven't been to the movies in a long time, it's probably a great opportunity to catch something you might want to see. You know, it's all about marrying yourself to the right movie, but that's, I don't have to lecture all of you because you know what it's like. You're plunked down your $8, $9 and you got, especially if you don't have a lot of time, you have this heavy anticipation. You really want to, I think you really want to be entertained. You want your socks knocked off. You want to feel something. You want to be able to just chill, watch the movie, and have a reaction to it. The worst is when you go to a movie, you have all these high expectations, and then the movie doesn't even come close to living up to any of those expectations. That is so, so frustrating. And especially in the way we live now, where we don't have all this extra time to blow, so when you finally get the chance to go, you want to pick out something good. So I hope the little snippets that you heard, there's no doubt that the comedy Playing for Keeps is a chick flick. Absolutely, if you're going to label something a chick flick. Deadfall, short, 1 hour, 35 minutes, looks to be pretty good. Eric Bana is a great actor, and the premise of this could be kind of interesting. The Star Trek flick, if you're into Star Trek, looks like this could be a good one, too, because it's that whole Star Trek thing. And there are hints, as Charles in Charge told me, that Khan might be back. And that is huge. Am I right? The Wrath. The Wrath of Khan. Yeah, that was my favorite. See, that's in Star Trek. You got to have the villain you don't like, too. The heroes and the villain. And I like the movies. I always like. I think I've seen every single movie, and I've liked every single one of the movies. So if you go check any of that out, and you got a cheap movie review for us on the flip side, call us and tell us what any of them were like, or if you go catch Lincoln, because I haven't seen that one yet either. Stay with us. We're kicking the can to the next side.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The world, who is singing that song? I'm going to give you three guesses. Okay, first one is she was part of the Grease cast. That's a huge clue, by the way. Xanadu, ringing any bells there? Was Xanadu. And the other clue is she made big headlines because she had a wackadoodle boyfriend in the last couple of years that just walked away, just disappeared. And then he turned up in another country. He was on some boat and then he disappeared. Everybody thought he was dead. She was a wreck. And it turns out he just took off. What a nut. Not her, but the guy. It would be Olivia Newton-John. So whether it's a physical cliff or a fiscal cliff, a lot of you not happy about all the conversation of what's going to really take place should everything just kick in and nothing happens with the Bush-era tax cuts or the loopholes or the automatic spending cuts, because you just aren't thinking that it's going to touch your life in any way. But in fact, in some of you are especially going to have to deal with a high tax burden, a higher tax burden as a result. And you're not seeing that now at this point. It's always, oops, I didn't really realize that. So that was certainly part of what we heard in the mailbag. And the other things we heard in the mailbag were just like Bill in Memphis's questions about why do we have to be the policemen of the world and yet do we get that respect back? And I don't know that we're necessarily asking for respect. That's my part, throwing in the respect. Why does everybody want us to bail them out, and then they want to attack us and criticize us in the same breath? And, you know, Ron Paul, when he was running, got pummeled. In some places he got pummeled. In other places he got praised. He said that we needed to pull people out of foreign lands where we didn't need to be there anymore anyway, because we would save a ton of money that we were drowning in debt, and we can't afford to do this, so we got to pull back. And there is something to that. There is something to where can we afford to invest and dump more money. It's like Egypt. We're watching what's happening with what's happening with Morsi, and the problem is, as we watch the country and the protests and everything else, we're dumping money into Egypt. We're dumping a ton of money into Egypt. Hosni Mubarak, he took all the money we gave him, and that infuriated the people, who eventually found out that, yes, they've got nice cars and lots of loot because they took the money for themselves, the family did. But we're still giving Egypt money. We're giving a lot of people money. And at what point do we stop doing that? And then something else bubbles up, and we can't police everything because we're definitely stretched too thin. But how do you remain a superpower and a friendly ally if you aren't helping the people who need it? It's a massive dilemma. I agree some of what Ron Paul said when he was running. I think we could cut back in a lot of areas, but I don't agree 100%. I don't think we need to cut back on everything. But even if we shaved it off a little bit, it would help. And then just kind of shrugged off the title of we're Superman and we're going to save everybody that we can. But see, that's the thing. We're a democracy. We're spreading democracy. Isn't that the thing? We're going to help people who are victims of horrible human tragedy, and especially if we keep going into this more debt, how are we going to ever be able to afford to help anyone? I mean, we could get to the point where we drop from superpower to further in the list and probably somewhere in the middle. Can you imagine if the U.S. drops to the middle? It doesn't seem likely when you think of military and you think of other assets we have, but it could. I mean, it could happen if we continue to ignore the massive credit card debt that we are running up. All right, I want to quickly jump to the mailbag. Mail's here.
You've got mail.
I do have mail. I have mail from the 90s. Okay, so this one from Big Jack, who says, Kate, fiscal schmiscal, I'm tired of it all. You said it best the other night, I'm proud of you, when you talked about the fact that it is definitely the middle class, period. No matter who the politician is, everybody says they're defending us, but really they are screwing us all, and we know it. We know it is going to hit us. It doesn't matter what Obama says about taxing the rich, and it doesn't matter what the Republicans say about not taxing the rich, because all of our taxes are going to go up. It's a question of how much, where you live, and what other things that you are contending with. Yours. Well, that's exactly what I said. I can't tell you what it's going to go up for you personally, because I don't know what your tax situation is. If you're single, married, kids, that kind of thing, income. But all that will play into, believe it or not, what's the discussion is now this next 3 weeks. And then you'll really panic. The panic sets in when you actually get the bill that you're not prepared for, right? Isn't that what always happens? This one from Owen in Vermont. Hello, Ms. Delaney. I've been listening to the show for a couple of years. This is actually the first time that I have written you. We really love you up here in Vermont. Just wanted you to know that. Keep fighting the good fight. And one day we'll say, we knew when. Here's my point about a couple of different things. One, Bob Costas and guns, like Costas, don't like his stance on guns, and think he picked the wrong place to talk about it, even though he was trying to relate it to the Kansas City football player and the murder-suicide. It just didn't work for me. That's what I would say about Costas. As for another 2 cents on our fiscal matters, the problem is we have politicians that can't balance their checkbooks, and they certainly can't balance the nation's checkbook. That's a problem. They're the wrong people to elect. Maybe we should stop electing so many with a lawyer background and perhaps some with an economic background. Yeah, somebody with a personality and an economics degree might work better for us in the future. How about this one from Larry, who says, fake or real Christmas trees? You got to be kidding me. I say fake all the way. No fuss, no muss. Easy to put up, easy to take down. I hate picking up needles. You end up picking them up all year long. How about Oliver, who also weighed in on fake or real? It was an earlier discussion about Christmas trees that we had. I say, you got to go real, or why bother getting a Christmas tree? Oliver says, real, 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 and talks about the fact that he says, tell your guy you don't have to have the smell of pine. You can get a different kind of tree. Well, what kind of tree is that? I'm thinking, pinion? I had a pinion Christmas tree once. Smelled good, but it was so small. They were small trees, so that, I like a bigger tree. But the point being that, okay, if you're allergic to pine, are you really bringing those live cut trees into your house? Instant excuse. Lewis weighed in on real or fake. He says fake, 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 fake. I love that. Real, 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 fake, fake, fake. Fake, 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 fake. He said it a whole bunch of times. Reason why is cheaper, because guess what? You can recycle it every year. You put it away as long as you take good care of it, and you can pull it back out again. You can spruce it up, as to use your words, and you can put different kinds of ornaments on it. It makes so much more sense to me than doing the hassle thing of trying to figure out a way to get a tree into your car. It always ends in disaster. Disaster? That's family stories. That is stuff that goes down in your family history. Struggles with the Christmas tree. Come on, you're missing out on a big chunk of what life is all about. It's definitely real, folks.
Because guns don't kill people, it's just that certain noise they make.
Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com. The